对不起，请问可不可以给我一下那个 remote control？ 我忘记拿了。各位弟兄姐妹们，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.To wake up.
OK, 我们当中有 youth 吗
？Any youth among us?
很好，感谢主。
All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay,
很高兴看到 youth 在我们当中哈。
So happy to see you all among us.
Youth, 你们是教会、社会、国家和世界未来的栋梁。
Wow, youth, you guys are the pillar of the future of our society.
Yeah.你们这代将来如何是我们这一代的人的责任。
However you're going to turn up to be, it is this our generation's responsibility.
也是我们的荣幸。
It is also our honor.
我们会尽全力的来爱你们，来栽培你们。
We'll do our best to love you and to nurture you.
上帝将这样子的重任交给我们。
And God has placed this huge responsibility on our shoulders.
我们很需要你们的祷告。
We need your prayers.
我们需要你为成人们祷告。
We desperately need you to pray for the adults.
我也需要你们为你们自己祷告。
And I also need you to pray for yourself.
为成人们祷告，让他们知道如何的来教导和引导你们。
Pray for the adults so that they know how to teach you and to lead you.
为自己祷告。学习来配合和顺服成人们的带领。
Pray for yourself as well. Pray that you know how to go along with the adults in your life, to live your life with them.
好好的学习搭配。
Learn to work together.
因为你们需要教导和引导你们以后的下一代。
Pray for the adults because we need to learn.To know how to teach the next generation, how to lead our next generation.
所以你们可以教导你们的下一代。
So then that you can teach your next generation.
那教导和栽培的工作呢，就要从我们这一代开始。
As to teach and to lead, the responsibility starts from us.
所以我们今天早上我们就要从上帝的话语当中来开始学习。
And so this morning, we're going to start by learning this from God's word.
因为上帝的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
God is a lamp unto my feet and light unto my path. A lamp unto my feet.
我可不可以把，请你把这个灯打开，好不好？
Can we turn on this light here?
好，我们一起打开圣经，翻到《生命记》第六章。
Please open your Bible to Deuteronomy chapter 6.
生命记是在旧约里面的第五卷书。
Deuteronomy is the fifth book in the Old Testament.
在这里面我也看到了一些不只是 youth， 应该是讲英文，也有一些讲英文的哈。
So we don't only see youth here, we see English speakers here as well.
我们也欢迎你一起在我们当中。
We welcome you to be with us as well.
好，我们今天早上我们可不可以学习用英文？我们来用英文来读我们今天的经文哈。如果你要读中文的话，那你就轻声读，好不好
？How about for a change? This morning we'll read in English. If you prefer, well, read in Chinese, read it softer.
Yeah. Okay. 好，我们来读《生命记》哈。Deuteronomy chapter 6:1-9.
Let's read.
Please.
These are the commands. Decrees and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you're crossing the Jordan to possess, so that you, your children, and their children after them may fear the Lord your God as long as you live by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, O Israel, and be careful to obey so that it may go well with you,and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, promised you. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all of your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
感谢上帝所赐的话语。
We thank God for His word.
我们今天早上要思考的主题是幸福的传承。
And this morning, the topic that we're going to be talking about is the legacy of blessing.
传承就是传接继承的意思。
To pass on your legacy. A legacy means passing on your inheritance.
传承是一代传给一代。
Legacies are being passed from one generation to the next.
就像接力赛跑一样，一个传给一个。
It's like a relay. You have to pass the baton.
是延续，要有延续的。
There's a continuation to them.
是，所以传承很重要。
And thus it's very important to continue your legacy.
请大家想想，在这个世上有什么是幸福的、重要的、是有意义的、是可以长久的、能够传给我们的后代的。
So please think about this. What on earth is considered a legacy, a blessing that is important, that has meaning, that is eternal, that you can pass on to your next generation?
我们传承的目的是什么？
What is the purpose of us passing on our legacy?
是不是希望我们的后代能够有福气，能够得福，能够蒙福，能够过一个幸福的人生？
Is it so that our next generation can receive God's blessing? They can be blessed and they can live a life that is full of God's blessing?
因此，今天我们就要来思考如何将幸福传承下去。
And so this morning we're going to be talking about how we can pass on this legacy of our blessing onto your next generation.
神的话语是宝贵的。
God's word is precious.
所以我们就要从神的话语当中来寻求。
And so we're going to look for God, God's word in His word.
求主的话语给我们亮光。
May God show us His light.
首先我要提醒大家，上帝很重视传承。
First of all, I want to remind all of us that God is, God values inheritance.
他吩咐摩西教训以色列的人还有他们的子孙们要一生敬畏耶和华听和遵守上帝的教训
God instructed Moses to teach the Israelites and the descendants to fear God and to live a life that is obedient to the teaching of God
生命记第五章
Deuteronomy 5
告诉我们说摩西在当日对那些在存活的那些人传讲上帝的话
Tells us how on that day Moses spoke God's words to those who were still alive.
他首先将十诫重述了一遍。
He repeated the Ten Commandments to them.
并且吩咐以色列民要遵行，不可偏离左右。
And he instructed the Israelites to walk in obedience and to not go from left to right.
这样可以使他们存活而得福。
And so that they can live and prosper.
并且使他们在世的日子。可以承受上帝所要赐的福气，在地上得以长久。
And then they can prolong their days in the land that God possessed, that God was giving to them.
这是何等的，这是何等的宝贵
！How precious is that?
爱赐福的上帝要赐福给他所喜悦的人。
A God who loves to bestow His blessings, He wants to give us His blessings.
他的要求就是要敬畏他。爱他，遵守他话的。
His only requirement is to fear him, love him, and obey his word.
所以父母们要传，也要遵守。
And so as parents, you need to pass your legacy on, but you also need to obey.
孩子要学习，也要遵守，也要记得，然后传给你们的后代。
Children, you need to learn, and then you need to obey.And then you continue to pass on to your next generation.
我们要一代的一代的这样子传下去。
And so we pass our legacies from one generation to the next.
要将上帝所要赐给人的福气传给我们的后代。
So that we can pass on the blessings that God wanted for us, intended for us, then we can pass on to our next generation.
在生命记第六章一到 九诫里面，我看到至少三个，我们可以将幸福传承给我们周围的人，还有我们后代的。
So from Deuteronomy 6, I can see three points here that we could learn, that we could pass on to our next generation.
为了让你们好记，所以我就用三个 L 来帮助你们。
So for us to learn and remember this easier, we are representing these three points with three L's.
来解释，告诉你们说，这样子比较容易记得，如何的将上帝的福气传承下去。
To explain to you how we can easily remember and pass on our legacy.
第一个是 living 活出，第二个是 listening 听从，第三个是 leading 引导。
So those are the three: to living, listening, and leading.
第一个，活出。
Number one is to live out.
第一个幸福的传承就是活出上帝所吩咐的。
The very first blessing to pass on our legacy is to live out the life that God wants us to live.
意思就是说，在我们生活里面把我们的信仰活出来。
That is to say, just to live out your belief in your life.
基督徒要在生活里面将上帝所吩咐的真实的活出来。
As Christians, you need to live out God's teaching in your life and to live it out.
不是只有在人前哦。
You don't live out in front of people only.
是时时刻刻的要活。
You live it every minute of your life.
因为人不会二十四小时在看着你。
Because you're not being watched 24 hours, 24/7 by someone else.
但是上帝时时都在看着。
But God watches over us all the time.
还有一个人会经常看你
，is another person who will look at you，
或者是一群人在看你
，or another group of people that'll be watching you，
就是你的家人
，they are your family，
尤其你的孩子们
，especially your children。
当基督徒的孩子们看见他们的父母活出上帝的教导、上帝的吩咐的时候，他们就会跟着，他们就会学习活出上帝的吩咐、上帝的教导。
When your Christian children watches when the Christian children watches the Christian parents live out their life according to God's words and God's teaching, they will then learn and follow and obey and live out the word of God.
如果父母生活没有纪律，孩子生活也不会有纪律。
If there's no discipline in a parent's life,
当然会有特殊情况，会有些孩子会可能会有纪律。
Then the children probably wouldn't be leading a disciplined life, but there's always exception.
不多。
But the exceptions are few.
父母讲话不诚实，孩子也会学讲话不诚实。
If the parents are dishonest, children very quickly learn also to be dishonest.
父母教导孩子说，神说不可偷窃。
A parent may teach a child, God says, do not steal.
你孩子，你也不可以偷窃。
So, child, you may not steal.
下班回来以后。
And the parent came home from work.
孩子说，哎，爸爸，你口袋那支笔很漂亮哎，哪里来的？
The child said, asked the dad, hey, dad, you had a really nice pen. Where did it come from?
哦，公司的。
Oh, it's from my office.
公司的东西属谁的？
So if it's your office pen, who does it belong to then?
公司的。
It belongs to the office.
不属于你的。
It doesn't belong to you.
属于你在公司的时候用的。
It belongs to you only when you're using it in your office.
这是我个人亲身的例子。
That is my personal example.
以前我上班的时候，有时候会忘记了，我就会把公司的笔用完以后，我就一放回家了。
When I was working, sometimes I would just bring a pen home from work.
如果我这样子做的话，请问你，我可不可以教导我的孩子说不可以偷窃？
If that's what I do, may I ask you this question? Can I teach my child not to steal?
是不是好的教导？
Is that a good teaching to my child?
不是好的教导。
That's not a good teaching.
传承下去的，他也是会偷的。
If that's my legacy that I'm passing on, then my child will also learn to steal.
刚刚开始可能偷小的。
In the beginning, it may be small item.
后面可能就会偷大的了。
But it eventually become a greater item.
所以我们要记得。
So we must remember this.
我们这一代就要一定要遵守，一定要活出上帝的吩咐。
Our generation, we must live out God's teaching.
这样子我们才可以跟下一代讲， 你也要照如此行。
We must obey God's teaching and so that we can teach our next generation that you must do like I do.
我们感谢上帝，他赐给我们耶稣。
We thank God because God gave us Jesus.
有耶稣作为我们的榜样。
And God, Jesus, He sent Jesus as our example.
让我们跟他学习。
So that we can learn from Jesus.
我知道大家可能很熟悉 WWJD, 对不对？
You guys probably know what WWJD meant.
What would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
耶稣会怎么做，你就怎么学习。
So whatever Jesus does, you do.
耶稣怎么做，全记在这里面。
Whatever Jesus does is recorded in our Bible.
所以好好读圣经，你就知道耶稣怎么做。
So if you go study the Bible, you know what to do.
根据调查，
according to a survey,
父母的生命对孩子一生的影响，差不多占了 60%， 60%。
A parent's influence on a child's life stands 60%.
所以，如任何小孩子做的任何的决定里面，差不多他们。决定的时候的那个决定的六成是来自父母对他们的影响。
And when a child makes any decision, whatever the decision the child makes, you can be sure that 60% of the decision is influenced by you, by the parent.
所以，各位弟兄姐妹们、家长们
，So brothers and sisters and parents,
你就知道我们非常的重要。
You know how important you are.
我们这一代。走歪了。
If our generation were to go astray,
下一代就歪着走。
Your next generation would follow the path that is going astray.
所以你去看到影响会怎样。
And you see how bad your influence have led them to.
好，我们来看《生命记》第六章一到二节。
Let's read Deuteronomy 6:1.
这次我用中文来读哈。
We read in Chinese for.
这是耶和华你们神所吩咐教训你们的诫命、律例、典章，使你们在所要过去得而为业的地上遵行，好叫你和你的子子孙孙一生敬畏耶和华你的神，谨守他的一切律例诫命，就是我所吩咐你的，使你的日子得以长久。从这两节里面，我们可以看到上帝有两个吩咐要我们活出。
So those were two verses from Deuteronomy 6. From here, we can see that God has two lessons for us.
这就是两个教训。
Teachings.
Yeah. 第一个教训就是谨守遵行他的律例，诫命、律例和典章。
First teaching is for us to observe His commands, decrees, and His laws.
诫命、律例和典章，这是旧约里律法里面的三部分。
Commands, decrees, and laws. These are the three pillars of Old Testament laws.
遵守上帝的律法，这不是叫每一个人都成为律法主义者。
To observe God's laws doesn't mean we all should become legalistic.
而是指在我们生活中要活出上帝律法的心态和行动。
What is requiring of us is to live in our life as we live out. We want to live God's law with a positive mentality and with action.
耶稣教导我们要谨守文士法和法利赛人的吩咐。但是不要效法他们的行为，因为他们能说不能做。
Jesus taught us to observe and obey the scribes and the Pharisees' teachings, but he doesn't want us to imitate their actions because they can do what they say.
律法是叫人知罪。
The law shows us what our sin is.
但是律法。在恩典之下
But the law falls under grace.
感谢主，我们是活在律法和恩典之间。
Thanks be to God, we are living in this time between the law and grace.
遵行这两个字在圣经里面出现168次。
To obey, the phrase to obey appear 168 times in the Bible.
我们就可以看到上帝是非常重视遵行的他的道的。
We see from here how God values us obeying his word.
家长们，请问你重不重视孩子听你的话？
Parents, question. Do you, is it very important that your child listens to what you tell them to do?
Obey you, not just listen, obey. 如果你认为你重视孩子对你的顺服的话，
if obeying you is very, very important,
那你想上帝会不会重视你遵行他的话？
Then think about this. Wouldn't it be also very important to God that you obey his teachings?
道就是上帝，上帝的话。
The word is God. It is God's word.
遵行他的道就是遵行他的话。
Obeying his word means obeying his teachings.
遵守还有行出来。
To obey and to lead, live it.
上帝要每一个人蒙福。
God wants us all to be blessed.
他赐下圣经给我们。
He gave us his, he gave us the Bible.
让我们能够遵行，
so that we can live it out,
能够活出有福的生命，
to live our life that is blessed by him.
但是这是要从个人开始，
but that has to start from, from your personal level.
让我们从自己开始，
let's start by, from ourselves.
亲读上帝的话语，
read God's word.
做一个有福的人，
to become a person who is blessed by God.
成为我们后代的榜样，
become the example for our next generation.
父母读圣经，孩子会学父母一也读圣经。
If a parent were to read the Bible, the child would learn also to read the Bible.
好，诫命，诫命就是指十诫。
And commands, commands means the Ten Commandments.
律例是关于宗教方面的祭祀、祭礼、节期、献祭的规矩。
And the decrees.Are religious rituals, festivals, rules of sacrifice, and rituals of worship.
典章包括社会中公共生活道德的规条。
And the laws includes rules of public living and morality.
这都是我们需要活出的生命见证。
And these are just testimonies that we need to live out in our lives.
不是对以色列人说而已。
These words are not just for the Israelites.
也是对我们的基督徒说的。
These words are speaking to us Christians.
家长们。
Parents,
孩子的眼睛是雪亮的。
Your children, their eyes are really bright.
是聪明的。
They're very smart.
他们是会有样学样的。
They will learn what they see.
我们的生命如何，我们下一代的生命就会如何。
However your life is, your next generation will probably be like you.
所以我们如果有好的生命见证，他们也就会有好的生命见证。
So if you are living out your life with good testimony,They will also have good testimony.
就会，我们有好的生命见证，就会成为后代的好榜样。
If we have good testimony in our life, that sets a good example for your next generation.
有个妈妈说，牧师啊，圣经教导我们要孝敬父母。
There was a mother, and the mother came and said, "Hey, pastor, the Bible teaches us to honor our parents."
是十诫里面的第五诫哦。
That's the fifth commandment in the Ten Commandments.
可是我的儿女们一点都不孝顺。
However, my children, they're not respecting me at all.
你们可不可以去你可不可以去教训他们？
Can you go teach my children?
那我去跟他们儿女谈话。
So I went and spoke with her children.
他儿女跟我说。我们有孝敬我们的父母啊。
And the children reply, "Yeah, we do respect our parents."
其实牧师啊，我比我们父母还要孝敬我父母、啊。
The truth is, Pastor, we respect our parents more than they do to their parents.
我说，可不，请你解释一下。
I ask, can you explain?
他说，我们是从我们的父母身上学习如何孝顺父母。
So the children's answer was, "Well, we learn from our parents how to respect our parents."
我们一年。我们离开家以后，我们一年回来看他们好几次。
When we left the house, we come home and visit them a couple of times a year.
可是他们呢，几年才回去看他父母一次。
But then, they only visit their parents once every few years.
我们呢，每个节日我们都会寄钱给他们。
Us, we send money to them, every holiday.
他们呢，是几年才寄一次钱给他们的父母。
Then, they only send money to their parents.Once every couple of years.
请问，我有没有按照我学习的、我所了解的方式来孝顺我父母呢
？So, Pastor, here's my question: Am I not doing the right thing by doing what my parents did?
我是不是已经超越过我父母做的了？
Am I not already exceeding what my parents are doing?
那请问我应当做才算是孝顺呢？
So what do I have to do to be considered as respecting and honoring my parents?
弟兄姐妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
请问你们会如何回答这个孩子？
How would you answer this child?
在这里，孩子们，我要告诉你们一件事情。
But here, kids, that's one thing I want to tell you.
尤其在美国生的孩子。
Especially children who are born here.
你们是很幸福的。
You guys are so blessed.
因为你们的父母跨过太平洋来到这个地方。
Because your parents has crossed the Pacific Ocean to come here.
来这边求学，这边生存，为了将来也可以给你们一个好的环境。
They came here for school, they live here, they work here, just so that they can provide a better life for you.
他不是几年想回去一次。
It's not because he only wants to go home every couple of years.
是他没有办法年年回去，一年可以回去好几次。
It's because they couldn't afford to go home a couple of times a year.
就算一年想回去一次都不可能。
Even it's difficult even just to go home once a year.
不是只有金钱的问题而已。
It's not just a financial matter.
时间的问题。
Time.
没有这么多的 vacation.
There, you don't have so many vacation time to do it.
所以孩子们，你们要了解，跨过大西洋、太平洋过来的这些父母们，他们心里面不是不回愿意回去，而是有时候很无奈呀。
So children, you must understand your parents. It's not because they don't want to go home and visit their parents. It's because it's not within their control.
但是家长们，这不是借口。
But parents, these should not be your excuses.
现在网络很方便。
The internet is there.
你要常常记得生你、养你。照顾你、扶持你的、从小把你养大的、栽培你的父母。
You must always remember your parent who gave birth to you, who raised you, who teach you, who nurture you.
我们不记得我们的父母，我们的孩子就不会记得我们。
If we can't remember our parents, your children wouldn't know how to remember you.
所以，当我们活出圣经的教导的时候
，So when we lived out the teachings of the Bible.
我们周围的人与我们的后代也会有同样的，也会同样的活出来。
Then the people around us and our children will also at the same time know how to live out the teachings of God.
在我的教会里面有一位先生。
So in my church there is this man.
他看到他妻子的生命的改变。
He saw the change in his wife.
而愿意来认识耶稣。
He saw the change in his wife, and because of that, he's willing to come to know Jesus.
后来接受耶稣为他个人的救主和生命的主。
And later, he even accepted Jesus and to become his personal Lord and Savior.
今年和他太太一起受浸。
And this year, he and his wife got baptized together.
还有一个姐妹。
There's another sister.
她是如何的活出圣经的教导。
And this is how she lived out her life.
她的先生原本不让她去教会。
Her husband originally wouldn't allow her to even go to church.
也不准她带她的孩子去教会。
And wouldn't allow her to bring their children to church.
因为妻子的改变。
Because of the change in the behavior of the wife.
她就让孩子们来教会。
Then he allowed the children to come to church.
后来他们的两个孩子也受浸了。
And eventually, both the children also got baptized.
有一次
One time,
他的大儿子跟他吵架，跟爸爸吵架。
The eldest son had a quarrel with the dad.
吵得很凶。
The argument was really fierce.
很生气的跑来这边找妈妈。
And the son was super mad and came running to the mom.
跟他妈妈在他妈妈面前输点他爸爸的不是。
And complained to mom about dad.
然后希望妈妈去跟爸爸讲。
Wanted mom to go talk to dad.
这位妈妈看着她的孩子。
So this mother looked into the eyes of the son.
她说：“孩子。”
She said, "Son."
我们是基督徒。
We are Christians.
爸爸还不是。
But daddy, he is not yet.
我们要活出好见证。
We need to live out a good testimony.
这样子，爸爸才有机会相信耶稣。
With that, then your dad may come to become a Christian.
圣经说要孝敬父母。
The Bible says to honor your parents.
所以你需要做的第一件事就是要尊敬你父母。
So the first thing you have to do right now is to honor your dad.
想想他为我们家付出了多少的代价。
Just think about how much he has sacrificed for this family.
看看你身上穿的衣服，你手中用的电话。
Think about the clothes you're wearing, the cell phone that you have in your hand.
这个漂亮的家庭。
This beautiful house.
再来，你与爸爸吵架的态度是不对的。
Secondly, your attitude with your dad right now is also wrong.
爸爸可能不了解你。
God, your dad may not understand you.
但是你可以慢慢地跟他解释。
But you can slowly explain your point to him.
我们要按照圣经来顺服圣经的教导，来顺服你的爸爸。
We need to be submissive to your dad according to the principles and the teachings in the Bible.
因为他是我们家的头。
Because he's the head of our family.
好吗？
Is that okay?
他就说，孩子，我们来祷告。
And then mom continues to say, child, son, let us pray.
为自己祷告，为爸爸祷告。
She prayed for herself, she prayed for the dad.
求上帝饶恕你的行为。
The son also prayed and to ask God for forgiveness.
他们就祷告，祷告完以后，妈妈就
So they prayed, and after prayer,
妈妈就跟孩子说，现在请你去向爸爸道歉，好吗？
And mom said, now would you walk over to your dad and apologize to him?
这就是活出上帝的见证。
This is the testimony of how we should live out our life.
这就是教导你的子女如何去活出上帝的教导。
That is teaching and showing your child how to live out the testimony of.
虽然他的孩子还没有，虽然他的先生还没有信主。
Well, although the husband hasn't come to know Christ yet.
可是他来教会的次数就增多了。
But his coming to church, the frequency of him coming to church has increased.
以前久久才看到一次。
In the past, I would see him only once in a long time.
现在几乎每一个礼拜都会看到他一次。
Now he shows up at our church almost every week.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
第二个教训是，我和我的子子孙孙一生敬畏上帝。
Second lesson here, second teaching here is that me and my descendants will fear the Lord all of our life.
敬畏是信靠而顺服的意思。
The word fear or reverence is to trust and submit.
这也包括崇敬、尊敬和畏惧。
That includes respect and fear.
敬畏耶和华是内在的。
Fearing or reverence to God is internal.
遵循他的道是外在的。
Obeying His word is an external form.
因为内在的敬畏而有外在的顺服行为。
Because of the fear that's internal, that shows out in our outward behavior.
敬畏这个字在原文是怕的意思。
Fear or reverence, original word is fear.
怕得罪上帝。
The fear.Make God angry.
怕得罪万王之王，万主之主。
Fear and scared that you've offended the King of Kings and the Lord of Kings.
怕是从心里面发出来的。
Being scared comes from within your heart.
因此，人会因为心里的怕而会调整我们外在的行为
的表现。And with that, because of what we fear on the inside, we adjust how we behave externally.
例如我们开车的时候
For example, as you drive
应该是开在35的地方，我开个50或60
You are on a 35 miles per hour, but you were driving at 50.
诶，警察在那边。
And then you saw a police car.
大家下一步会怎么做？
What would you do next?
是不是踩刹车？
You step on your brake.
那你就是怕这个。
That meant you were afraid, you were scared of the police car.
怕什么？
What were you scared of?
怕被抓。
You were scared of being caught.
怕吃罚单啊。
Of getting a ticket.
你从来没有怕开快吗？
You've never been fearful of driving fast, right?
是不是？所以，当我们没有遵行律规定的时候
，Once when you're not living according to the rule,
你一看到警察，你马上就会害怕。
And when you do that, and you saw a police.Your fear creeped out.
我想问一下，每一次你开车的时候看到警察，当你一看到警察的时候，没有马上看你的那个速度表的人举手。
So let me ask you a question. When you drive and when you see a police car, do you immediately look at your speedometer?
不太多嘛，哈，每个都会一定会看，对不对
？You will, right?
See, 敬畏上帝就是心中怕得罪上帝。
Fearing God means you are afraid to offend God from the bottom of your heart.
因为我们知道不去行上帝所教导的，就是不讨神喜悦。
Because we know that if we're not living our life according to God's will, then that's not pleasing to God.
当我们按照上帝的教导，我们遵行活出来的时候，我们对上帝就是尊敬，就是敬畏了。
But when you live your life according to God's teaching, then you are obeying and you're living your life for God.
你在三十五地方开三十五，看到警察，就点个手，心里想说，嗯，不错，有警察。这样子我开车在路上开车就会安全多了。
If you are driving on a stretch of road that says 35 miles an hour and you're driving at 35, you saw police and you go, not too bad, at least somebody's watching and working.
因为最少不会有那种开很快的人从我旁边这样刷冲过去。
Because in your heart you're thinking, well, you know, that's good, that's a police car, because then no one will be speeding past me.
所以敬畏这两个字在圣经里面出现了191次。
So,Revere, fear, this word in Bible appeared 191 times.
大家比较熟悉的就这两个经言，一个记载在箴言一章七节，另外一个是九章十节。
And we're most familiar with these two verses.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fear, I can't read that, sorry.
Okay, all right. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of...
Oh, from here, I'm sorry. But fools despise wisdom and discipline.
你看我们两个都需要眼镜了。Okay, 好。箴言九章十节说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
And Proverbs 9:10, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding.
我暂停一下哈，翻译的工作很辛苦。
I'm going to stop a little. Well, is a hard job translating? It's not.
我们教会里面有一个十年级的青少年。
In my church, we have a 10th grader.
有一次他就站在这边翻译。
One time he stood next to me and he translated.
我们的崇拜部的执事听到以后，他就说：“哇，十年级的青少年也可以翻译哦。
”And one of the deacons in the honor board asked, "Wow, a tenth grader can translate?"
他是翻译中文哦。
And he was translating into Chinese.
从英文翻成中文、哦。
From English to Chinese.
所以年轻人不要小看你自己。
So young people do not look down upon yourself.
对，牧师喜欢站在年轻人的旁边。
Pastor likes to stand next to young people. So young people, come on.
We have one here.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I take that.
这里教导我，这两节圣经教导我们说，知识和智慧的开端是敬畏上帝。
And here, these two verses are teaching us that knowledge and wisdom are the beginning of understanding.
聪明呢是认识至圣者。
Smart person starts by understanding God's word.
认识至圣者是个人与上帝单独的关系。
And to know the Holy One, and knowing the Holy One starts by having a personal relationship.
请问你跟上帝之间的关系如何？
So the question is, what is your relationship between you and God?
当你要认识一个人的时候，你会想做什么？
When you want to know a person, what is the first thing you do?
最起码要去亲近他嘛。
The very first thing you do is to try to get to know the person, right?
要亲近他，要多花点时间与他在一起，对不对？
To get close with the person, to spend time with the person.
花的时间越多，认识越深，对不对？
The longer time you spend with the person, the more you know the person.
关系越好，对不对？
And the better relationship there is.
这就是我们要跟上帝所要做的。
And this is exactly what we need to do with God.
我们要去亲近上帝。
We need to draw close to God.
我们要去认识上帝。
We need to come and know God.
从他话语中里面来认识上帝。
Know him through his word.
我们因为要认识，要多一点认识，我们又要再去亲近上帝。
Because we know him, more, to know him more, then we come closer to him.
越亲近越认识，越认识越亲近。
The closer we are, the more we know about him. The more we know about him, the closer we are.
那你关系是不是就很甜蜜，很甜蜜啊？
And wouldn't this relationship be really sweet?
所以要认识至圣者是需要花时间的。
And so to come to know the Holy One requires you to put in time.
但有一个心态一定要有。
There's this attitude that you must have.
就是要渴慕。
That is, you need to long for him.
就像圣经说的一样，如鹿切慕溪水。
Just like the Bible says, as the deer panteth for the water.
我们每天就要这样子渴慕的去亲近上帝。
We need to come before God every day to long after him.
我们渴慕上帝的话语。
We long after God's word.
渴慕上帝的话语里面可以给我今天的力量。
We long for his word to give us strength for the day.
来面对我们今天的挑战。
To face the challenges for the day.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这个世界里面充满了诱惑，充满了挑战。
This world is full of temptation.
你见到的下一个人对你就是一个挑战。
Full of temptation and challenges. The next person you see will be your challenge.
那个人可能可以拥抱你。
The person may hug you.
也可能会伤你。
Or the person may punch you.
所以求神给你智慧。
So may God give you wisdom.
求你好好的读圣经。
I beg you to read the Bible.
认识至圣者。
To know the Holy One.
知道他的心意是什么。
To know what his will is.
知道说神把另外一个人摆在你面前的时候。
To know what God wants when he put a person next to you.
目的是什么。
What is his purpose for that?
要你用你的生命去帮助他认识到我们的主耶稣。
Is it so that God could use you to then influence the next person to come to know God?
让那个原本可能要来伤你的人。
So that this person who may have wanted to come and harm you
能够认识耶稣。
That this person will come to know Jesus.
得到耶稣所赐给他的福气。
And to receive the blessings that God has bestowed for him.
从原本可能是你的敌友。
This person could have been your enemy.
变成你的朋友。
And turn your enemy into your friend.
变成你在主里面的弟兄姐妹。
And then this person could become your brother in Christ.
成为神家里面的子。
And become a family in God's house.
请问你愿意花时间来认识你的至圣者吗？
The question is, are you willing to spend time to come and know the Holy One?
愿我们从今天开始就调整我们的行程表。
I pray that we will start changing our daily schedule from today.
将我们最好的精神，将我们最好的时间献给我们的神。
That will give our best, our most energetic time of the day to God.
来认识我们的至圣者。
And come to know our Holy One.
好，当我们认识我们至圣者，我们就会活出敬畏上帝的生活。
Once we know the Holy One, we will know how to live our life that is in reverence to our God.
我们周围的人，还有我们的后代。就会因为我们的生命而受到影响。
People around us, our next generation, will then be affected by the way we live our life.
因为我的改变，我们的改变，他们也会改变。
Because of my change, our change, their life will be changed as well.
使这个世界会更美好。
And this world will be a better place.
使我们众人都可以得到从上帝那里所要赐给我们的福气。
And all of us could receive the blessings that God has prepared for us.
上帝的两个应许。
The two promises of God.
一个是在地上得而为业，也就是得到地上的产业。
Number one is to possess the land that God has given to us.
应许是当我们遵行神所吩咐我们去行的，他就会给我们。
A promise is when we do the will of God, God will give it to us.
所以第二个应许就是日子得以长久。
And the second promise here is that we will enjoy a long life.
在十八世纪的时候。
In the 18th century.
乔纳森·爱德华斯和他妻子莎拉 蒙上帝的呼召，在一间小型的教会当牧师。
Jonathan Edwards and his wife Sarah pastored a small church.
他们生了11个孩子。
They had 11 children.
他们一心忠心地服侍上帝。
They were faithful in serving God all their life.
教导人还有他们的后代要敬畏上帝。
They teach all around them and their children to fear God.
遵守上帝的话。
Obey God's word.
活出上帝的教导。
To live out God's word.
他们一生影响了许多人的生命。
Their life influenced so many around them.
在1900年代的时候，有一个调查跟研究。
In the 1900s, there was a study.
他列出了爱德华斯的1400个后代。
And in this study, it followed 1400 descendants of Jonathan Edwards.
Edwards, 还有一些还有他们的成就
and the descendants and their achievements.
好，我这边只要讲几个
and I'm just going to quote a couple of them.
他的后代中有100位律师和一位法律学院的院长
Among his descendants were 100 lawyers and one that was a dean in the faculty of law.
有66位医生和一位医学院的院长
There were 66 that were doctors and dean of medical school.
65位大学教授。
65 were university professors.
30位法官。
30 of them were judges.
13位大学校长。
13 were university presidents.
3位大城市的市长。
3 were mayors of large cities.
3个州长。
3 governors.
3个美国参议员。
3 U.S. senators.
一个美国副总统。
One vice president of United States.
家长们，你们希不希望你的后代，你有也有像这样子的后代
？Parents, wouldn't you want to have one of these as your descendants?
那我们今天就一起活出上帝的话吧。
If you do, then today let's start living out the living out God's word.
第一是活出 living。我们要做我们孩子的榜样，将上帝的话语从我们生命中活出来。
So number one was living, to live out our life, God's example, and we be a good testimony of God so that our next generation could
see. 第二个是听从。
Second is to listening.
这边讲，以色列啊，你要听，要谨守，遵行，使你可以在那牛奶与蜜之地得以享福。人数极其增多，正如耶和华你列祖神所应许你的。以色列，以色列啊，你要听，耶和华我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心、尽性、尽力爱耶和华你的神。请注意，在这三节里面有两次出现说你要听。
So here in Deuteronomy 6:3-5, there are three areas here that says hear.
可见听是很重要的。
And so to hear or to listen is really important.
可是听谁是更重要的。
But who you're listening to is even more important.
听爱你人的话，就算是严厉的，对我们都是有帮助的。
Listening to someone you love, even if they were harsh words, it's still okay, it's acceptable.
听坏人的话，就算是甜言蜜语，那都是有害的。
But if you were to listen to a bad guy, even those were sweet words,they're harmful to your life.
在这三节里面，神要以色列人听他的吩咐。
In these three verses, God wanted the Israelites to listen to him.
因为听者有福。
Because blessed are the listeners.
第一个福就是享受那牛奶与蜜之地的，在那个地方可以享福。
First blessing is that it may go well in the land flowing with milk and honey.
牛奶与蜜之地象征土地肥沃。
The land flowing with milk and honey represents fertile land.
产品丰盛。
Lots of produce.
就好像我们在佛罗里达夏天的时候，你有没有看到那个草莓？春天夏天的时候看到那个草莓。
Just like in Florida, in springtime, the
一粒一粒
strawberries.
好漂亮的，好。
The big juicy strawberries.
有没有看到那个从 Georgia 里面过来的 peaches?
And if you notice those peaches that come from Georgia,
是不是看起来好大？
And they're all really big.
这些都是土地肥沃的产品。
Those are the result of a fertile land.
早上好像马弟兄跟我讲说， 在教会附近有人种树，今天有结果子了，他去摘了一些，我们中午可以享用。
Earlier, Brother Ma was telling me that someone had planted some fruit on the tree, and so this afternoon we may be enjoying some fruit of some.
我就有点等不及的想先去看看那个果子是不是也是那么丰富。
Yeah, I can't wait. I want to go see the fruits.
让我们可以享这样子的福。
Oh, that's the blessing that we can enjoy.
听者有福。
Blessed are the listeners.
第二个福是兴旺的福。
And the second blessing is one of prosperity.
讲到兴旺。
Talk about prosperity.
我想问一下，每当我们出去餐馆吃饭的时候
，Whenever you go, here's a question. Whenever you go to a restaurant,
你会去选择人去的人很多的餐馆呢，还是没有人去不常很少人去的餐馆
？Would you go to a restaurant that is crowded?Or one that nobody goes.
照理说应该去人少的嘛，因为不用排队啊。
Logically, we will go to one that nobody goes to because then you don't have to stand in line, right?
如果照逻辑来讲的话，这是对还是错？
If you go by logic, is that right or wrong?
是对啊，因为人少嘛，吃很快就可以去有东西吃就可以吃了嘛。
That should be right because there's no one in the restaurant, so your food would come faster, quicker.
I don't know that. 但这为什么我们不去呢
？But why won't we go to that restaurant?
因为不见得会吃到好吃的，对不对
？Because the food there might not be good, right?
所以我们都往很兴旺的餐馆去吃饭，对不对
？So we all go to this towards this crowded restaurant.
所以我们就违背逻辑，跑去那边等跟排队，对不对
？So we go against our logic and go into this crowded restaurant and we stand in line and wait for food.
为什么
？Why？
因为兴旺的餐馆，他们出来的菜都比较新鲜。
Because a crowded restaurant, a prosperous restaurant, their food will be a lot fresher.
他们不会有给你剩下的食物给你吃的。
They won't have leftovers.
兴旺，所以兴旺的时候会带动很多的能力的。
When it's prosperous, you will bring a lot of movements.
所以当我们听从上帝话的时候，上帝就会把这样子的兴旺的福赐给我们了。
When we obey God's word, he would bestow this blessing on our life.
我们中国人说叫人丁兴旺，对不对
Chinese saying that people increase.
Yeah, multiply.
Multiply.
请问一下，这个教会成立的时候有几家人组成的？
My question is, when this church was started, how many families were there?
原本在这边的请站举手，从开始这个教会的家庭举手，一二三，四，就五六七八，就你们八个人，对不对
？There are only eight.
站起来看一看，你们人丁兴旺不兴旺
？Stand and see, have we all multiplied yet?
是不是？所以当我们听的时候，兴旺的福就来了。
Once we listen, the blessings come with it.
所以，上帝曾应许亚伯拉罕的后裔要如天上的星那么多，要如海边的沙那么多。
God once promised Abraham, that his offspring will be as many as the stars in the sky and the sands on the shore.
请问以色列人是不是很多？
Are there a lot of Israelites?
亚伯拉罕的后代是不是很多？
Are there a lot of descendants of Abraham?
这就是因为他听从上帝的话。
That's because he listened to God.
而且人要得到兴旺的福，人就会人多，人多好做事啊。
Once you do that, when you listen to God and you have a lot and people multiply, it's easier to work when there are a lot of people.
做事也有劲啊。
There's a lot more motivation when you work.
在这两节经文里面，上帝要以色列人听他所吩咐，因为。听者也要行，要听者要行。
And God wants not only the Israelites to listen, He wants them to act it out as well.
行是要遵行上帝的教导。
To act means to act it out, to obey God's teaching.
也就是要按上帝的旨意活出我们的生命来。
And that is also to say to live your life according to God's will.
要尽我们的所有活出爱我们独一上帝的生命。
And to do.To give all of yourself to live a life to the one and only God.
想到这三节的经文的时候，我就很感恩。
As I think of these three verses, my heart is full of gratitude.
我们教会是用聚餐式的。
My church, we also have dinners.
通常一个月一次，礼拜五晚上我们的聚会都是一家带一道菜。
Usually, once a month on a Friday night, every family will bring a dish, a covered dish.
家里人丁多一点的话，就带两盘，或者是带大盘一点。
If there are more in your family, they will bring two dishes, or they'll just bring one bigger dish.
大家预备的菜都是一起棒的菜。
All the food they bring are always the best.
我们真的是可以享受到美味。
We enjoy the best food.
现在想想都有点想，都已经开始流口水了。
Now as I think about it, I'm starting to drool.
有一次我们的聚餐是个迎新会。
Once our dinner was for welcoming new student.
你们很幸福，FSU 来，你们有新学生进来的时候，可能一大推一大批。
Here in Tallahassee, we have FSU, and when the students come, they all come in a big, huge group.
我们在杰城 UNF 来一个两个的话，我们就已经很欢喜快乐了。
But in Jacksonville, if we have one or two that shows up that comes to UNF, we all get really excited.
我是指从中国或从亚洲来的。
I meant international students.
Yeah, Chinese international students. Right.他们来我们就很高兴了。
When they show up, we all get really excited.
所以如果有四五个的话，哇，不得了了。
But if four or five showed up, oh, that's beyond.
有一次好像我们就邀请了快十二个。
One time, we invited and there were like 12 that showed up.
我们执事会主席就马上发一个简讯给大家。
And the chairman of our board of deacons called us immediately.
通知大家要加菜，要加菜。
He called everyone to bring more dishes, bring more food.
哦，感谢主，我们弟兄姐妹们好顺服哦。
And we thank God because our brothers they were so submissive.
听到加菜就赶快加菜。
They heard about bringing more food, and so they did.
但是品质不能变哈。
But then the standard still remained.
所以来的孩子们，他们不但可以吃到家乡菜。还有可以多的可以打包回家
because,
第二天吃回锅菜
and because of this the students that came not only were they filled they could take leftovers home
我最感动的是这些弟兄姐妹们将他们的爱心摆上
I was most touched by our brothers and sisters by the love that they have put up
他们听话
they were good listeners
听上帝的话
they listened to God's
他们愿意活出爱
They were willing to live out
愿意活出上帝的教导
to live out the God's word.
所以当我们同心一起来做一件事情的时候
When we united in love
大家就欢喜快乐
We all happy and happy ending
我们听而去行的人大家就会得到兴旺的福
Those of us who listen, who hear and do are able to receive God's blessing.
听上帝的话是领受幸福的开始。
Listening to God's word is the beginning of receiving blessing.
因为这是讨上帝喜悦的。
Because this is something that's pleasing to God.
听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的脂油。这记载在撒母耳记上十五章二十二节。
To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than fat of ram.
耶稣自己也说。我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的功。
And Jesus also said, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me."
耶稣就是我们的榜样。
And Jesus is our example.
耶稣的一生就是按照父的旨意做工。
Jesus, all of Jesus' life was to do the will of God.
听从天父的话。
Listen to the word of God.
所以我们要学习耶稣。
And so we need to learn from the example of Jesus.
我们要听从上帝的话。
And listen to God's word as well.
这样我们的后代也会学着我们听上帝的话。
And by that, our next generation will also listen to God.
记得第二个 L 是听从 listening.
So remember that the second L here it means listening.
第三个 L 是 leading, 是引导。
Third L is leading.
我们要成为孩子的引导者。
We need to become leaders for our children.
引导他们来信耶稣，引导他们来。跟随圣灵的带领
to lead them to believe in Jesus, to lead them to follow the directions of the Holy Spirit.
第三个地方，这边六到九节，这边这个三节的经文，因为时间的关系，我就暂时不读了。
The next three verses, just read on your own because we don't have time.
现代的科技发达
with technology,
出门都不需要看地图。
We don't need a map when we leave our house.
因为我们有 GPS 引导嘛。
Because we all have GPS, right?
但是，请问一下。
But here's the question.
如果我们不照 GPS 叫我们做的引导的方式去做的时候，什么事情会发生
？If we do not go according to the directions given by the GPS, what will happen?
Recalculating, 对不对
？You will hear the word recalculating.
你会不会听到那个 recalculating 那个字
？Yeah, your GPS will be telling you that they're recalculating.
我们教会的师母有一次，她最怕去 downtown Jacksonville.
My wife, she doesn't like to go downtown at all.
不是我 wife, 是王牧师的 wife.
So the other pastor's wife.
她开在 downtown 开车的时候，经常会听到 recalculating.
She doesn't like to go downtown Jacksonville, and every time she does that, she always hear the word recalculating.
所以我们没有按照那个指示，我们就会知道他会给我们一个 GPS， 就会告诉我们说他要重新设定路线。也就是提醒我们，我们走错路了。
And so if you know that you're not following the instructions to the direction that you wanted to go, that's why you hear the word recalculating because it's telling you to want to lead you to the right.
所以会把我们带到正确的路上去。
To lead you to the correct destination.
这是 GPS 的目的。
That is the purpose of having a GPS.
那生命记里面6章6到9节里面，上帝借着摩西告诉以色列人要记在心上，要殷勤教训你的儿女。无论在任何地方任何时间都要谈论，都要系在手上为记号，戴在额上，也要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的餐门上。
God says here to impress them on your children, talk about them when you sit at home and you walk along the road, when you lie down, when you get up, tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads, write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates.
这是当时教导以色列人记得和背诵的方式。
This is the way the Israelites were being taught to remember and to memorize God's word.
来引导他们记得上帝的话语。
That was the way to lead them to know God's word.
在人生的道路上活出有上帝的同在的生命见证。
So that in their life they can live out the word of God as a testimony for them.
如今还有许多以色列人还是继续的做。
Even in this day and age, there's still a lot of Israel that they're still walking.
现今的我们已经有耶稣了。
But now, us, we have Jesus.
我们有圣灵保惠师来引导我们，来活出上帝有上帝同在的生命见证。
We have the Holy Counselor here to lead us and guide us to help us to live out our testimony.
在约翰福音里面就讲说，耶稣要求父的另外赐给你们一位保惠师，求他永远与你们同在。
And Jesus asked the Father, and He will give another counselor.
这但保惠师就是父应我名所差来的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
And John
14:26.
Yeah, the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all the things and will remind you of everything I have said to you.
能够引导我们的后代记得上帝的话，是给我们后代的最好的礼物。
Remember that being able to pass on God's words to your next generation is the most precious blessing that you can give to your next generation.
因此，他们就会得到上帝的福气。
And because of that, they will receive God's blessing.
从今年学年开始，差不多8月多的时候开始。
Since August this year.
我们教会就有10个信主并且已经受浸的青少年接受领袖训练。
There were 10 youth in my church who have been accepted and become leaders in training.
他们两人一组，我们一共有5组不同的部门来训练他们。
We divided them into 5 groups, there are 2 in each group.
第一组是崇拜组。他们是负责团契任何聚会时候的音乐的敬拜、诗歌的挑选、PPT 还有音控等的服事。
The first group is the worship team, the first team, and they learn how to all the music worship, how to pick a hymn and all the PowerPoint and all the sound system.
第二组是教导组，他们负责说聚会中团契聚会中的所有的圣经教导、小组讨论题目、推动读经与背诵 经文运动的服事。
The second team is a team that is in charge of teaching. They get together in all the little groups. They help to push out how to read the Bible and how to memorize the Bible.
第三组是通讯组。
The team is communication.
负责团契中所有活动的通知、照相、录影、脸面书的管理、会议记录等等服事。
They're in charge of all the activities of the church, of how we pass the information out. They do the camera, the video, the Facebook, and they take records of all meetings.
第四组是关怀组。
Fourth team is a group of caring.
学着负责欢迎关怀所有的新朋友还有团契里面的成员。
They learn how to take care of new friends, and to show love to new friends and all the people in the fellowship group.
出席的记录，还有收集祷告的事项等等。
They collect attendance and prayer matters.
第五组是活动组。
Activities team, that's fifth.
负责聚会时一切互动的活动。
They're in charge of all the activities for the church.
我们不玩手机的。
We don't use a cell phone, our cell phones.
No, we don't play with the video games.
Oh, we don't play with video games.
我们要做。团体活动
we have a lot of interactions in our
目的是要帮助大家彼此认识建立亲密的关系
and so the purpose is so that we could build a fellowship a closeness between each other
这是孩子们的决定了
these were decisions made by the kids not us
自从我们开始引导这些青少年让他们开始进入到领袖团队的这种训练
ever since we started this program
你知道幸福就来了
This program of teaching them to lead, when we started it, blessings started coming,
到目前为止，这几差不多四五八个礼快八个礼拜了。
Ever since we started this, and it has been about 8 weeks.
除了飓风让我们不能聚会以外，
besides the hurricane,
团契人数增长了差不多23%.
The attendance in our fellowship group has increased by 23%.
最美的是他们一直会去邀请别人来
The most beautiful thing about this is they continuously go out and invite friends.
然后分组到关怀组里面去让他们自己去一组一组的关怀
And then they will send them into different teams, different groups, so that they could go care for each other.
我们从今年九月开始有一个背经运动
Since September, we started an activity to memorize
是自愿的不是勉强的
this is voluntary not pushing anyone
这你就看到这些孩子们到处去鼓励鼓励鼓励
so you see all these kids they go around and they encourage each other doing that
牧师跟你讲的原因是因为我看到他们的行为看到他们所做的每一件事情牧师看得心里很感动
and the reason I'm sharing this with you is that I see the change in their life I see the change in their actions and I'm deeply touched by them
我也很受到激励
and I'm deeply encouraged by them
我们教会里面有一位执事他就说看到他们的改变看到他们做事的态度看到他们还有他做事的方式哎呀他就跟他们说不要让人小看你年轻啊
There's a deacon in our church who saw the change in them, the change in their attitudes and change in their actions. He went up to the youth and told them, well, do not let anyone look down upon you on your youth.
他们服侍的精神还有态度是我们成人要学习的榜样。
Their actions and their attitudes are examples for us adults to follow.
所以孩子们
So kids,
你们要借着你们的生命来鼓励来支持你们的父母们。
You need to encourage and support your parents through your life.
你们可以带动服事。
You can lead the way, and start by serving.
成人们，你们也可以帮助你们的孩子们，让他们跟你们一起来服事。
And the grown-ups here, you too could lead your children, as well.
我很感谢这次有机会让我能够有师母陪我一起来。
I'm so thankful that I have this opportunity to come here with my wife.
我要给大家知道的一件事就是说你可以看到师母来好像她没有做什么
I want to present an image to you all you might think that my wife came here and is like she's not doing much
对我来说她是我生命中的一部分
To me she is part of my life
因为圣经教导我们二人成为一体
Because the Bible taught us that two has become one
当我在这边讲到的时候她在下面祷告
When I'm here preaching she's there praying for me
当我在这边呼召的时候，他在那边弹琴。
When I'm here, doing altar call, she's playing the piano for me.
请问你看到什么
？What do you see?
像不像约书亚所说的，至于我和我家，必侍奉 耶和华。
Is this like what is、what Joshua said?、as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
上帝引导我要服侍他。
God has led me to serve Him.
所以我要引导我家来服侍他。
And so I will have to lead my family to serve God together.
如果我两个孩子也在的话。
If both my children were here as well.
这个周末我也会派他做些事情。
I would have arranged for them to do something this weekend as well.
对不起，我应该讲，我也会请他参与一些事情。
I would invite them to serve with me.
服侍是要自愿的。
To serve, it's voluntary.
我逼你做没有用。
There's no use if I have to force you to serve.
但是，当我做榜样带动的时候
，But if I would lead by example,
迟早你会被感动。
You will be touched eventually.And you will come up and serve.
幸福的传承是为每一 是每一代的责任。
And so the legacy of blessing is the responsibility of every generation.
我相信还有许多东西可以传承下去。
I believe there's so many more things that we can pass on.
但是今天就这三个。
But today we only focus on three.
活出听从和引导。
Living, listening, and leading.
记得，人都会改变。
Remember this, we all change.
世界也会改变
and the world, will change as well.
政府也会改变
the government will change.
但是上帝的话语是永远长存
but the word of God lasts forever.
主耶稣说天地要废去
Lord Jesus said, heaven and earth will pass away.
我的话却不能废去
but my word stands forever.
所以我们要记得遵行上帝的话语
So you must remember to listen and follow God's teaching.
活出上帝的教导。
To live and live out God's teaching.
这是我们要做我们后代的榜样。
This is what the example that we need to do for our next generation.
将上帝的教导传承下去。
To pass on God's word to the next generation.
这样我们的后代就会过幸福快乐的生活。
If we do that, our descendants will have a blessed life.
对不起，用了多一点的时间，我们就。讲到这里，我们先安静祷告，完了以后我们就散会，等会差不多十分钟后再回来，可以吗？好不好？
Okay, so we ran a little bit over time. Let's prayer, and after prayer you may leave and come back in 10 minutes.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
求你今天用这样子的信息来鼓励我们。
Thank you for your encouragement through your message.
帮助我们。
You help us.
让我们知道如何来活出你的话语。
So that we to help us to know how to live our life for you.
让我们一个好的生命见证。
So we can have a good testimony of our life.
能够成为我们周围人的榜样。
And we can become examples to the people.
成为我们后代人的榜样。
Become examples to our next generation.
让我们的生命见证。
Help our life to be a good testimony for you.
成为一我们可以传承给我们后代的。
Let our testimony be a legacy that we can pass to the next generation.
那请你帮助我们。
Help us, God.
让我们知道如何的将你的话语传给我们的后代。
Help us to know how to pass your word to the next generation.
让我们将如何的遵守你的话语这样子的精神传给我们后代。
How we could obey your word, listen your word, obey your word, and act it out and pass it on.
我们谢谢你爱我们。
Lord, we thank you for loving us.
我们求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
祷告是奉告主耶稣基督宝贵的圣名祈求。
And all of these we pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。
阿门。
谢谢，对不起，耽误大家多一点的时间。